Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Zechariah chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Zechariah beginning at the second chapter. Thus says the Lord God, "Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. Thus says the Lord, I have returned to Zion, and I will dwell in your midst. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Lord of Hosts, the Holy Mountain. The city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back. And they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth, says the Lord. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver, that princely sum set on me. Then they will look on me whom they have pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. And one will say to him, what are these wounds on your back? Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. It shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. The lights will diminish. It shall be one day which is known to the Lord, neither day nor night. But at evening time it shall happen that it will be light. And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What we've heard today is not a single passage, didn't come through in the bulletin, but it's a compilation of passages, often that was appointed in connection with Palm Sunday and Holy Monday. We're skeptical of doing that these days, but this is a way to cut to the chase. You've heard these passages all before. You've just never heard them in Zechariah's mouth. You know them as references in the New Testament, especially from St. Matthew's Passion that so many of you heard yesterday. So let us take a moment in this way to consider this passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Zechariah. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming and I will dwell in your midst. Zechariah would seem here to be speaking of the return from exile in Babylon, but the Lord famously did not come into the midst of Israel then. His glory did not return to the temple. But when our Lord Jesus Christ enters Jerusalem, however, immediately he clears out all the money changers and everything else in the temple so that he may begin to preach. And he says then that this house shall be a house of prayer for all people. Jesus said, many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they will become my people, as Zechariah says. If we've heard the context in chapter 2, then we would see that this prophecy is of a Jerusalem whose mystical walls are made of the Lord's fire, with more people than any city limits could ever contain. So it is that now the Israel of God, the church, has no borders, no limits, no mountain even. Ours is only this temple, the temple who is built without hands, the one who dwells in our midst by his word, who is torn down and rebuilt on the third day. Thus says the Lord, I have returned to Zion, and I will dwell in your midst. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, The city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. That little snippet is a little cute, maybe. There were boys and girls in the streets of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, but there were also old women and men that were skipped there in Zechariah 8. That prophecy is greater than Holy Week alone. It's a prophecy of the remnant of Israel becoming great again, with old people and children alike, and the Lord's zeal rising for their salvation. But our Lord's return to Zion is not an expression for his people's return. He himself comes to dwell. And thus, Zechariah's prophecy in chapter 8 surely does begin with Christ. It is certainly heightened in Palm Sunday, but it goes on into eternity. The Lord in the flesh is the one who will be their God in truth and in righteousness. We all know well the prophecy from Zechariah 9 about the daughter of Zion beholding her king coming with righteousness and salvation, riding on a lowly donkey. We don't often focus that he comes to speak peace to the nations, to rule them in peace. Christ came into this world to do what is proclaimed of him at Christmas, to bring peace between God and man, to forgive sins. And that is why he comes to the city of the peace of Jews, where there will be no peace for him. He goes so that he may die, so that by that shedding of blood there may be forgiveness. That's what the rest of Zechariah is talking about, if we can hear it. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver, that sum that they set on me. Here Zechariah was to bring a word of judgment in his context to merciless, ungrateful Israel, a flock that was doomed for slaughter. Zechariah became first a good shepherd in order to enact this prophecy, to reveal the ingratitude and contempt of the people against their Lord, which is why he quits. And an insulting price is named here for him, which is cast aside by him in judgment. In its true fulfillment in our Lord Jesus Christ, the sons of Israel set their price of contempt on the Lord, who is indeed the Good Shepherd. That flock was perhaps doomed to die. And yet behold how our shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Then they will look on me whom they pierced, and one will say, "What are these wounds on your back?" And I will answer, "Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd," says the Lord of hosts, "against the man who is my companion. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered." These prophecies are all cited in reference to Jesus in the Gospels. They seem very strange in the mouth and in the actions of Zechariah, but they are easily recognized in light of Jesus. And then we see why the command was given for Zechariah to act like a shepherd, because Jesus is the Good Shepherd. We see why Zechariah says all prophecy will be cut off in that day, because Christ himself will come and his fulfillment will come. And we see then that it is more than metaphor that God would claim that his people have pierced him. The last portion that we heard from chapter 14 in Zechariah, in its context, it sounds kind of like a new Joshua has arisen. The Lord fighting for his people Israel while the sun even stands still. But when we consider the darkness covering the land at the death of Jesus, then we understand this all the more, don't we? We understand how our Joshua's saving work is not to crush and to kill, but to go to battle that he would be killed himself, to be the shepherd arising to do his saving work. And that is the unique day. That is the day that the Lord the Shepherd is coronated as king on his cross. And that is a day that he pours out his blood and water from his side, a precious flood out from Jerusalem, but into all the world to save it. Those are the clear passages only. They testify about Christ as the Gospels proclaim, but they also lead us to take another look back in Zechariah, maybe later this week. Well, let us then dare to add one more isolated phrase from chapter 13, where it says this, On that day, there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. Indeed, Christ bore our sins and all of their wages on the cross, and his side was opened with a spear. And thus he is the true shepherd. He is the Son of David, opened the fountain of cleansing and forgiveness for his sheep, and suffered slaughter in our place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.